Time Stone John, the 2 hour time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's day. Today being the 17th of August. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1180, Yoritomo Minamoto led an uprising against Kiramori Taira, who had installed his grandson, Emperor Antoku, to the throne in what is known as the Genpei War. Yoritomo was defeated at the Battle of Ishibashiyama, his first major battle, but would go on to raise a new army and eventually become the founder and the first shogun of the Kamakura Shogunate of Japan. 1498, Cesare Borgia, son of Pope Alexander VI, became the first person in history on today's date to resign the cardinalate. And later that same day, King Louis XII of France named him Duke of Valentinos. The Catholic Church was overthrown and Protestantism was established as the national religion of Scotland on today's date in 1560. 1585, a first group of colonists sent by Sir Walter Raleigh landed in the New World, the Americas, to create Roanoke Colony on Roanoke Island off the coast of present-day North Carolina. Now, Roanoke Colony might sound familiar to you, as famously in 1587, it was discovered the colonists of Roanoke had disappeared without explanation, and Roanoke became known as the Lost Colony. There is still, to this day, no conclusive evidence on what actually happened to those early settlers. August 17, in 1668, a magnitude 8.0 earthquake caused 8,000 deaths in the Ottoman Empire. 1907, Pike Place Market, a popular tourist destination and registered historic district in Seattle, opened on today's date. Have you ever been to Seattle? Been along to that one there? Pioneer Zero, America's first attempt at lunar orbit, was launched on August 17 in 1958, failing but notable as one of the first attempted launches beyond Earth orbit by any country. Very sad one in 1980. Two-month-old Azaria Chamberlain disappeared at Uluru, her mother Lindy Chamberlain, of course, claiming a dingo took the infant. Unfortunately, adding to her misery, Lindy was then charged and convicted with the murder of her baby daughter, a conviction that was later overturned and officially pardoned in 1987. 1991, here in Sydney, taxi driver Wade Frankham shot 7 people and injured 6 others before turning his gun on himself in what is known as the Strathfield Massacre. One of those terrible events that people forget used to happen here as well before we did change our gun laws. 1998, US President Bill Clinton admitted in testimony that he had an improper physical relationship with White House intern Monica Lewinsky. Later that same day, he admitted before the nation that he misled people about the relationship. Turned out he did have sexual relations with that woman. And finally, in 2005, the first forced evacuation of settlers as part of Israelis' disengagement from Gaza took place on August 17. Come back another day. Famous birthdays for us this morning. Actor and singer Mae West, born today's date in 1893. Bobby De Niro is 75. Noni Hazelhurst is 65. Happy birthday, Noni. And famous lunatic Sean Penn is 58 this morning. Some news for us as well. American blues guitarist Luther Allison was born on today's date in 1939. Composer Lisa Coleman worked with Prince. She is 58 this morning. Dean Castronova of Journey is 54, Steve Gorman of The Black Crowes is 53, and DJ Mr. C is 52. But going out on this one today, this one going out to Ron Stryker, guitarist and a founding member of Aussie Rockers Men at Work. This one coming from their second studio album, Cargo, it's Overkill. Taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.